Hi, you're listening to Arts and More from WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Today on the show, we're going to bring you the story of what happens when four friends from Marshall, Michigan form a band, tour the country, break up, and then finally reunite. And now, that band, Small Brown Bike, is still together 20 years after it first formed. I meet Mike and Ben Reed, the brothers who make up half of Small Brown Bike, at the small office they share in downtown Marshall. Now, if you listen to Small Brown Bike's style of punk rock, it's tough to imagine that music fitting in all that well in this quiet, historic town. But the Reeds say that's totally wrong. Here's Mike Reed.
There was a community here, definitely, of people who were into DIY music, or, you know, just booking your own shows. We had a community hall here that we'd book shows at, and, you know, our family members would help work the door. When you start to take over, I'll keep moving. Even in high school at the, like, pep rallies or, like, auditorium, you know, like, in the gym, we'd have, like, six or seven musicians up, you know, with, like, guitar amps and drums and stuff, like, playing music up there, and so there was even that, like, kind of in the you know, school system and stuff, there was support.
I feel like it was sort of a benefit being in a town, a really small town like this.
That's Ben Reed.
We knew if we were going to get anywhere, we would just have to do it ourselves instead of, you know, like, I feel like maybe if you grew up in a big city, you might sort of have this expectation, maybe you'll be, like, discovered by somebody, right? And but we obviously knew that wasn't really like a thing, that wasn't really on our radar, you know. And so we knew if we wanted to take it any further or go play shows throughout Michigan or go to Chicago, we would just have to keep working at it and release our stuff and make direct contacts with people and see if we could get out there.
All that work paid off when Small Brown Bike started getting bigger. They played in Lansing, then Detroit, then Chicago, then Indianapolis. It all came at the perfect time, too. Mike Reed says Small Brown Bike was one of the earliest groups in a new wave of punk rock in the late 90s. A lot of the music came from a record label called No Idea, which was home to some huge bands like Hot Water Music and Less Than Jake. So when Small Brown Bike signed with No Idea, it was a big deal.
We're Small Brown Bike. Thanks a lot. It's good to see you guys.
There was kind of a new scene starting up when we were on No Idea Records, and there was a festival in Wayne, Michigan Fest, where we played, where two or three years in a row, you know, the bands were getting bigger and bigger, and so all these, the whole scene from Michigan would go to Wayne and go see bands all weekend, bands from everywhere. So there was this, like, energy around Michigan that was really exciting.
For a few years, in certain circles, Small Brown Bike was hugely influential. But unlike a lot of bands, the members of Small Brown Bike never had any crazy dreams about stardom or world tours. These four guys from Marshall knew that playing music was just that, playing music. And they said once all the touring and recording stopped being fun, what was the point? So one night in 2004, after a particularly grueling tour, Ben Reed says the band finally called it quits.
And it was after an especially just sort of exhausting tour or something, and we all sat down and talked about it. And I think we all had our own sort of individual reasons why it felt like the right thing to do at the time. And the way I saw it is we were just sort of like in this middle ground where we weren't like a really like wildly successful band. And so we were just sort of stuck in the middle, giving up life, giving up, like, you know, life outside of the band in order to keep doing the band. And it just sort of, at that point, just wasn't worth it anymore.
So the band stopped making music, got real jobs, kids, houses. But the members never stopped talking to one another. These were still four friends, including two brothers, and most of them still lived in Marshall. So a few years after they broke up, they got back together, picked up their instruments, and this happened. Pretty quickly, says Reed, the pieces fell back into place. What started as a jam session quickly turned into new ideas, new lyrics, new songs. In 2009, after 6 years away, Small Brown Bike released new music. In 2011, that turned into a brand new album called Fell and Found. And when the band went out on tour, something unexpected happened too. After almost a decade away, Small Brown Bike's fans, perhaps driven by nostalgia, came out and filled up clubs once again.
Hello, Atlanta. We're Small Brown Bike. Thanks for being
here. I can't believe it's still happening, you know, that it's still an option for us after, like, not tending to it for such a long time, you know? It's like a houseplant that you haven't watered in a decade, and it's still, like, blooming bigger than it's ever been. You're like, wow! It's just crazy. And so I just feel lucky.
The band still plays some shows, sparingly. But what really re-energized the band, says Mike Reed, is simply the role that music plays in their lives now. Instead of always touring and recording, Small Brown Bike is now just four old friends hanging out, strumming guitars.
It's how we've always been. We've been friends. I mean, we started building forts together, you know, in elementary school, and then we started working on bikes. We were in middle school and playing basketball and then skateboarding. So it's just, we've always had this thing that kind of connects us all that we really love and whatever. And music just became that thing for the last 20 years, basically. So yeah.
Ben Reed says if you had asked him 20 years ago, he'd have never thought that Small Brown Bike would still be standing two decades later. But things have changed.
Especially after we initially disbanded. Although I did always believe that there'd be this longevity with playing music with these guys, with the four of us, because I knew that that would be what we did for our whole lives, you know? Just in one way or another. It's like our equivalent to, like, the fishing weekends that guys do, you know, or the golfing outings that, you know, the weekend getaways. It's like, that's just what we do. And so I knew this would continue forever, you know?
Thinking that, that this would be a life endeavor, this creative endeavor is, I don't know, I wouldn't have thought it, really, to be honest, yeah. And so yeah, I mean, is there a time, you know, in another 20 years that we're going to be playing some of these songs still? I don't know, like around a campfire maybe. Yeah, maybe that's the way, you know. I think it's just, it's now it's such a piece of our, like, history, legacy that, you know, it's going to be around forever.
If you want to go see Small Brown Bike, head down to Bell's Eccentric Cafe tonight at 9. The show is also the first in a series of concerts celebrating Small Brown Bike's 20th anniversary. To learn more, head to our website. And that's all for Arts and More this week. You can hear the show on Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK. And check us out online. Just head to wmuk.org. Thanks for listening. Thank you.